T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We're back here on Loud and Local, and as I kind of teased before, we have a band in studio this week. I like to hook a band up and have them in studio, expose some of their music, and give them a bit of a bump, the Loud and Local bump. And this week, we have a band called Burn, Burn, Burn. They are no strangers to the show. We've had them on in the last few months, I think, just a few months back, but they are back, and we have an entire record that is being released this Wednesday. It is called Chosen Family. The hype is real, so be there at the Kraken. It's a 21 and over show, only $7, with Heck Yes, Shaolin Hunks, and Bobby's Ore. Welcome back to Loud and Local, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome, Kevin.
Going, man?
Hey, it's awesome, man. It's good to have you guys in. So in case anyone is just tuning in, they have actually haven't listened to the prior interview with you guys, why don't we go around the room, and Drew, we'll start with you, actually. What's your name, and what do you do for Burn, Burn, Burn? Obviously, your name is Drew.
Hi, I'm Drew. I sing in the band.
Right on.
My name's Dylan. I'm the bass player.
Bill, I play drums.
My name's Brent. I play guitar.
Right on. And so you guys are releasing this record, and we talked a little bit off air as we were getting some coffee, getting caffeinated for the show. It's been a little process. It's been about a year or so of working on the record and getting it out to actually see the physical copy in our hands.
Yeah. So 12 songs. We had it done around May, and then we were shopping it around.
Cool.
We did a tour, kind of figured out what we wanted to do, how we wanted to do it, and who we wanted to work with. And yeah, we're stoked.
That's awesome. And so the thing about it is, we were also talking off air, is this is a kind of an unconventional but cool way of doing it, is a few different labels. You guys came together, and it's kind of a group release. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's awesome. We're super stoked. It's with Bipolar Records out of Chicago. They're great. Asteroid M out of Vegas. Stars at Night out of Texas. And then our label, Tiny Dragon Music.
That's awesome. So you guys all get your own kind of different crowds that you can kind of market the record towards. And I know that sounds like a dirty word when it comes to punk rock, you know, the word market. But it's true, though, you know, that kind of the exposure of the local audience or whatever in those different markets. So very cool, guys. What can we expect from this show on Wednesday? If someone's just tuning in, they're not really familiar with the Kraken or the local scene or even Burn, Burn, Burn.
Well, you know, I can only hope that they feel right at home. The Kraken is a very special place to a lot of our peers in the scene, us included.
And also we're playing with some of our really tight bands and our good buddies that we're playing with. So we're feeling like this is a lineup that's kind of embodies what this album and what our scene and our just current thing is about. So we're pretty excited to play with those bands.
So they were handpicked then by you guys.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Not to mention the Kraken is a perfect avenue for dirty marketing.
Yes, exactly. And you guys have good food, but also you guys have a new addition to the Kraken, a bunch of pinball machines.
Pinball
is that
wizard.
Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pinball room.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool, man. Well, tell me a little bit about the process of recording the album. Like, who'd you guys record with, and was there any new approach you were kind of looking to you know, get out of this one?
Well, I think we definitely went back to Tony Frantozzi on this, and he's recorded a couple now in a row, and it's just for me personally, and I think a lot of the guys, we feel so comfortable with him and the way he records, and just he knows our sound, he knows what we're going for, and just having that you know, that background, that security, we were really able to just let it go, and he was helping us, you know, produce the sounds, and you know, just trusting, you know, his knowledge and our goals, and I think the product it chose, where I think we were really comfortable, we were really able to just play kind of for what we were going for. And yeah.
Totally.
So how long has the band been a unit, Burn, 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 as a whole?
We've been a band for 9 years.
Yeah.
We went through a couple stages of lineup changes. We've always been a band of friends.
Yeah.
So whenever anyone left, like, we would just get another homie to do it, and it's been fun.
That's awesome. And so this album is what you're hearing is kind of it's I don't know how to say this without sounding cheesy. It's the opus for you guys. It sounds like you guys are a lot more mature with this one. Obviously, it's like still fun punk rock, but it sounds a little bit more polished, I'd say. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm stoked on it, and you should be stoked on it too. Again, Wednesday at the Kraken. We're going to be playing some songs from it, so I'm going to play 20th and Hendo and Catharsis now, and then we'll be talking to you guys in just a few. I'm going to ask... we're going to go around the room. Who wants to play DJ on this one? I want you to personally introduce these. Who's going to volunteer?
All right. I think I could probably handle that. I was getting a little caught up trying to figure out what the word opus means, but I guess we'll touch on that later.
Your grand masterpiece.
Right on. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, this record turned out pretty good because, you know, a lot of these songs were written individually, you know, between, like, me and Drew and Adam France, and then, you know, all kind of culminated together once, you know, we were in the studio going after a record. This particular song, 20th and Hendo, I wrote when I was 19 years old, and it's very literal. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory at the time. You know, I was living in a punk house in White Center, and... booking shows, and, you know, that was kind of a turning point for me where I was like, you know, this is what I'm going to do with my life, stick with music, and most importantly, stick with the friends that helped me, you know, create a product I'm passionate about, and it was originally an acoustic song. I never thought I'd see the light of day with a full band on vinyl, but yeah. But here it is, so we're all pretty proud of that. You know, it's something that represents a time and place in Seattle punk rock where we all shared a lot of good memories together.
That's awesome, man. You guys are keeping it alive. So here's 20th and Hendo. Burn, Burn, Burn. After that, Catharsis Now. Two songs off their brand new album, Chosen Family. You can buy it on Wednesday. We'll be talking about other ways you can purchase it, too, if you can't make it to the show. So here it is, Burn, Burn, Burn on Loud and Local.
I know there's one thing I can't.
You're listening to Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to Burn, 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 the band you just heard. A couple songs from their new album, Chosen Family. It's the record release show with Heck Yes, it's Shaolin Hunks, Bobby's Ore. It's at the Kraken in the U District this Wednesday night, February 27th. It's a 21 and over show, so bring a friend. It's only $7. You can pick up this record. Very, very cool. So first off, before we go any further, I did notice that you guys are down a member tonight. Who's missing from the band, and what's their excuse?
We are missing Mr. Adam France, our guitar player. He's in Arizona seeing Jimmy Fallon, I believe. Is that what he's
doing? Yeah, he got backstage passes.
What?
Sick.
Or an ICP tattoo. One of the two.
That's
or
incredible.
Another Taylor Swift tattoo.
Taylor Swift.
Another.
He's a mystery of a man.
Hey, Adam, if you're listening, I love you and thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I hope you're having a good time, bud.
I love you, too. We have the same birthday, and that makes me very happy to be friends with you.
All right. So, again, the band is Burn, 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 and the album is Chosen Family. You can pick it up this Wednesday, but if you cannot make it to the show, if you either have to wake up early in the morning or you're not from the Seattle area, how can people pick up the album? And I'm assuming pre-orders are up.
Pre-orders are up, you can get our record on vinyl, CD, cassette tape, or just digital at burnburnburn.bandcamp.com.
I got to ask, because I've listened to this a podcast the other day, and they were talking about how you'd be surprised at the amount of people that actually still buy CDs. Do you guys notice that on tour in certain places? Is there like people – what's the ratio here of people actually purchasing vinyl versus just download codes versus CDs and tapes? What are people buying these days?
It turns out that people are buying the vinyls, and before I, you know, got to fiddle around on guitar in this band, I ran merch for these guys on an 11-week national tour.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah, and I was just really confused why they, you know, wasted so much money on so many 7-inches. Turns out, good investment. I feel like, at least in the realm of punk rock, that's all I can really speak on. People have a respect for, you know, the fact that you're going to invest in a physical product. And I'm not sure how the science behind vinyl works, but I do know that it is the physical music we wrote on a physical piece of vinyl.
Plastic, yeah.
And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, plastic. Vinyl is plastic. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. We can, okay, Google that later.
It just depends on the town, like.
Typically, like, at all ages shows, like, CDs do a little better.
Yeah.
But in general, I've found that, like, most of our peers, you know, when we go on tour, really, really do appreciate the vinyl, and it's definitely made a comeback as far as, like, that kind of format.
And you know what? If you just want to stream their music on a whatever device you subscribe to, buy a T-shirt, and that could be your way of paying for them for all their incredible music. So you guys put the album out. It's called Chosen Family this Wednesday. You're putting the album out, Chosen Family. I can kind of guess what the title is, but I'd like to hear it from you guys. Like, what went into the name Chosen Family? I'm assuming you guys are all just bros.
Yeah, and, you know, as Brett said before, we all wrote these songs together. And, you know, we all put our heart into each one of them. And, you know, we decided on Chosen Family, you know, to kind of symbolize that. You know, our friends are our support system.
Sure.
And that's how we kind of cope and, you know, push ahead. So, yeah.
So what's the songwriting process then like? Because you said that you write them all together. Is there someone who usually has kind of like the frame of it and then comes in with it? Or is it all a 100% collaborative effort?
It's a little column A, a little column B. You know, it just depends on the song. Like, yeah. whatever anyone brings to the table, we just riff off that, and you know.
Yeah, it starts out as a bass, and then we all just kind of collaborate and throw our you know, we throw our knowledge onto it, and then we come up with the final product. And yeah,
right on.
Some of them we even wrote in the studio.
Nice.
Whoops.
We weren't supposed to admit that one, right?
We were and we weren't.
So, again, Burn, Burn, Burn is the band we're talking to. We have a couple more songs here to play from the album that is called Chosen Family. This Wednesday, they're playing at the Kraken for their record release show. This one is called Nemesis House, and we were talking off air. This kind of goes along with 20th and Hendo. Is that right?
Yeah. Nemesis House was a house in Tacoma for a handful of years. And, you know, we had a bunch of – we had great times there. Cool. To me, it was – you know, writing it, it was kind of like my ode to, like, DIY spaces and, you know, venues that aren't, like, a giant room with, like, a cranky sound guy and stuff.
Sure.
So
– Did Burn, Burn, Burn play any shows at the Nemesis House? And I'm assuming a basement or in a front living room or what?
It's kind of where we, you know were brought up.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, we practiced there and played a bunch of shows. They were our first couple shows.
Yeah. So, do you guys pack a bunch of people into that? What was it, a garage or?
It was a basement. We sure did. Like 150.
Holy crap.
Something crazy, like a lot, most of the time.
I bet there are some great stories from that.
Yeah, you know, we'll talk about that.
Sure.
Later.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that off the air. Maybe, sure. You know, you don't want to, yeah, so.
The
anyways,
song says it all.
You don't want to incriminate anyone, so.
Yeah, I can incriminate Drew for living there and booking me and giving me secondhand lung cancer from playing shows in that smoky basement.
See? This...
Exactly. We speak no more. So it's Nemesis House, Burn, Burn, Burn. After that, Road to Ruin. Anything you guys want to say about that before we jump into these two?
France wrote that one. It's a fantastic song.
All right.
He's a genius.
Here it is, Burn, Burn, Burn. Two songs from their brand new album, Chosen Family, available this Wednesday at the Kraken.
Don't wanna be here anymore. Is it best to light a candle, or should I light a
Loud and Local here on The Rock, and you're tuning in to a rad band by the name of Burn, Burn, Burn. You've heard four songs from them so far. If you dig these songs, you're going to dig their performance. This Wednesday, Chosen Family is a record release show. 16 songs. How many? 12? Sorry. 12 songs. How many songs from that record are you guys going to perform? You guys going to do all 12?
We're going to do all 12.
Oh, hell yeah.
Are we? Is there a set list?
Yeah, just look at the back of the record.
Front to back.
Let's do it back to front.
I guess I should pre-order myself a copy then.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you do that? Because people need to know. Where again, can people go to buy the album?
Just on Bandcamp. It's super easy. Burnburnburn.bandcamp.com. Just click on the Chosen Family link, and it has everything you need there.
That's awesome. So, again, it's this Wednesday. If you want a physical copy of it, if you want a CD, on tape, on vinyl, you can get it at the Burn, Burn, Burn record release show with Heck Yes, Shaolin Hunks, Bobby's Ore at the Kraken. It's a 21 and over show. Bring a friend. It's 8 p.m. It's only $7. Very, very cool for four rad bands. And let's get an awesome turnout on a weeknight. Please come out and support local punk rock. I got to ask you guys, because you've been here at it for 9 years. You guys have a good foundation here in the local scene, and a lot of people come out for you guys. A lot of people support you guys. You guys have been killing it with the pre-orders. We have a lot of people listening that may want to start a band, might be younger and don't really know how to navigate their way in this scene, this world of music. Can each of you give a piece of advice as to, like, where to start and, like, what to focus on? Just for someone who might be interested in starting a band or starting to play music?
I mean, honestly, start going to shows. Make friends. Yep. Build relationships. And then start branching off that. Like, make your own scene. That's what
awesome
keeps this going.
Especially, the networking is a big part, because that can go a long way, especially if you're lacking in the talent category.
Yeah, all you got to do is be nice. Like, be a good person. That's all you need.
Yeah, be nice to everybody. That was a
piece of advice that Ronnie Rodriguez gave mm-hmm. us a long time ago. He said, you go to a show and you be nice to everyone and talk and network and be friends and create friends. And next thing you know, if you want to be in a band, you will be part of a band as long as you do those two things.
Yeah, old Ronnie Rodriguez from Mabel's Marbles, that's a Bill's other band, shameless shout out right there.
Awesome.
Yeah, he told me that the first time I met him when I was 16, and I followed his advice, and now I guess we're on the radio, huh?
So, exactly.
Yeah, it helps to be nice to people, so, you know.
What do you think, Dylan?
I don't know. I mean, practicing your instrument always helps.
Hey, there you go. Just get good. Just play.
And just
practice.
Throw your life away to write songs with your friends. Make sure that, you know, people that you're making music with are your friends first, because that, you know, will get you through all the adversity that you'll face when you're first starting out as a band.
That's correct.
I like that. Awesome. So what do you guys want to say here? You guys have a chance to thank whoever helped you out with this record, or you can just burn them all and say, screw it, we did it all ourselves.
No, it's a long list.
It's a long list. I want to thank Bipolar Records.
Yep.
I want to thank Stars at Night, Asteroid M, Tiny Dragon Music, Type A Promo.
Shut up.
Tony Fantozzi.
On One Bastard, yep.
One and a Half Bastards Studio, who recorded us. The Kraken.
Yes, of course.
There's a lot of other bands, too. Obviously, the guys we were playing with, Heck Yes, Shaolin Hugs. There's a ton of other bands. F-Con, Mabel's Marbles, and our local scene, who are really hitting it. See you next Tuesday. Land of Wolves, I know they were playing with show with them coming up.
The Wolves.
Nice.
Anyone else, Brett?
I just got to reach all the way back home and thank Rat City Ruck, because that was the first punk band I ever saw in Seattle. And, you know, they're, you know, real, real close to home, literally. And, you know, it was a big influence on me when I was growing up. I've seen them doing it, and, you know, now we're all doing the same thing together. The band means a lot to me.
Well, and honestly, too, it's like
that's Tony Fantozzi's band, by the way. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, just kind of on a brighter side, on Seattle's local scene right now, it does feel like there are a lot of bands that are really kind of blown up and taking the next step. And I just say it's like our local scene feels like it's really kind of taken off.
So exciting.
It's very exciting. A lot of musicians, a lot of great bands. So shout out to everyone right now who's taking the art in the city of Seattle like seriously, and the people who are coming out to support these people. Like, just shout out to everyone on that scene. It's really feeling like things are taking off in Seattle music.
Hell yes, they are. So be one of those people again this Wednesday, February 27th, at the Kraken in the U District, 8 p.m. Show up for Heck Yes, Shaolin Hunks, Bobby's Ore, and the band Right Now, releasing Chosen Family, their record release show. Congratulations, guys. It's nice to see this come to fruition.
Thanks,
buddy. Thank you, Kim.
You're very welcome. So we're going to play a couple more songs, The Boy Who Cried Love and Hold. You guys want to intro these real quick before I kick you out of here?
The Boy Who Cried Love, it's just a sad song.
Sad song.
You know, there's not much to it.
And how about Hold?
Oh, well, you see, that's a very special song written for a very special lady. Drew's girlfriend, Amanda.
There is a list created in that song, so just pay attention to those.
All right, read the lyrics when you get it. So here it is, Burn, Burn, Burn. Check them out this Wednesday, Chosen Family record release show at the Kraken. And it's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Hey, Swan, how you doing?
I'm winning! Making a list of the places I need to take you to. The highway barbecue and every taco truck. We just got done, it's time to pack up all the gear. Cause in less than 10 hours, I'm coming home to you. Now I know I don't need pretty chords or a structured melody to tell you my heart is yours. Whether I'm in town or South Korea, catch a flight to see my friends in Mexico, or let's get lost in some Southwest Middle Porch Road. We could stay in, I'll try to talk about next tour. I'll show you my favorite records as long as you show me yours.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.